RSM Central's Form Express.
It's 12 minutes past 11 here on RSN Central. It is time for the Form Express on this Wednesday, the 20th of January. Let's hear from the very best in the business, Dean Lester, regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also his play of the day at Sandown.
Yeah, the best for me is the start of the day, Michael. Race 1, number 1, Johnny Angel. The best value, I'm going to go with Merganella. Race 5, number 2. The quaddie, first leg, 1, 2, 6, 7, 8. Second leg, 2, 4, 8, 11, and 14. Third leg, 3, 4, 5, and 8. And come home on 1, 6, and 12. Play of the day, I'm just going to take a multi of race 1, number 1, Johnny Angel, into race 7, number 8, Thunder Peak, both for the win.
All right, then Aaron Purcell, he trains Dino's best bet on the program, Johnny Angel, in the first race. And this is what Aaron had to say with the Breakfast Club team this morning.
Yeah, he's a big, strong horse. He's quite fit now, fifth up today. He ran really well at Sandown last time, just got beaten by a horse with a bit of turn of foot. But, he's going there fitting well, and he should race in the first few in the run and be pretty hard to run down.
Yeah, he's a solid favourite now at $2.30, so a good push there from Aaron Purcell. And when Dean Lester marks it his best bet on the program, he might be worth a punt in the opening race there at Sandown. Colin Scott's team's going great guns at the moment, and he's got two strong chances on the lakeside track at Sandown this afternoon, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Colin. Thanks for your time.
No problem at all.
Twiggy Pop steps up to the 1,300 metres in race number 2. Your thoughts there?
Look, he's obviously been looking for a trip. He's been very, very green at his first few runs, which is why we just kept him at 1,000 metres, just wanted to teach him to settle and learn to finish off. I think he raced a lot more truly last start. 1,300 suits today, should be able to posse up a bit closer in the run, and I think he's going really well.
And that's the key up and trip. And from that nice gate, you would want to be in the first half of the field this time around?
I'd imagine so, yeah. Obviously, we'll leave it to Michael, but he's galloped him and ridden him in a trial, so he knows the horse quite well.
In the next race over the 1,400 metres, Ozone was a good winner last start. Did he choke? This is a little bit tougher, but can he take that next step?
I think so. I think he's a horse that possesses really good ability. His issues are probably more between his ears than anything else. But I think he's taken good steps forward from finally winning a race, which he'd promised to do for such a long time. And I think it's a nice next step for him. I imagine he'll probably just settle a little bit further back than he did last time. But still probably better than midfield with a bit of cover. I think he hit the front at Echuca the other day and just clocked off. Wasn't until horses came back up around him that he sort of switched back on again. So hopefully a little bit, just ridden a touch quieter and with something to chase, he should be a lot stronger.
All right then, Colin, what about your best for the day? If we're having a punt, maybe you've got $10 to spend. Are we back Twiggy Pop or Ozone? Or go the all up?
I genuinely think they're both good each-way chances.
Yep. All right, mate, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for your time and that wonderful insight. We appreciate that.
No problem at all, cheers.
There's Colin Scott, and he's got two strong chances. Twiggy Pop and Ozone, both in an each-way price there at Sandown on that lakeside track this afternoon. Two wonderful jockeys also take the rides. Walker rides Twiggy Pop, and D. Oliver takes the ride on Ozone. Okay, Mowi Racing today. Now, this is the first meeting in Victoria. Of course, it's a twilight meeting there at Sandown. And Harry White was the man that conducted the form preview with Michael Felgate this morning. And this is what Harry had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also his play of the day.
Best bet, race 7, number 4, Red on Red. Value, not much around. Race 4, number 5, Flying Basil. Quaddie, first leg, 1-2-5-6. Second leg, 2-7-8. Third leg, 3-4-7-8. And the last leg, 1-4-5-10. Play of the day, running double, race 3, numbers 1 and 6, into race 4, numbers 5 and 8.
Sunshines is one of the favourites in race number 3 there at Mowi. Trained by Nick Ryan, Reece McLeod rides from that inside gate. This is what Nick Ryan had to say about Sunshine's chances in race 3 at Mowi.
Yeah, definitely. Best runs have been at 1,100. She ran second up the straight in a two-year-old fillies race, and
the blinkers going on today with the run under her belt. Should really improve her, and should prove hard to beat, you would have thought.
So that's Nick Ryan's thoughts saying, geez, when he gives a horse like that a push, I highly recommend you get on because he's rarely wrong, especially when he jumps on RSN 927. Racing at Wyong in New South Wales, and Shane Montgomery joins us to preview this card. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
Where do we start with your specials?
The last race, there's only seven of them, but in race seven, Gareth, number two, Never Never River, was produced second up after more than 3 weeks off and over-raced on the Kensington track last start. The heavy ground was unsuitable as well. Clearly got scope to improve today. They've got a 2-kilogram claim for Tyler Schiller, the Adelaide the cause, and I thought race seven, number two, on a day where there's many short price favourites, well, this one might at least be justifiable odds. Thought the best all day, Gareth, was in race three, number seven, Blaze Seven. Only beat two others home when she resumed at Canterbury last start, but the effort's much better than it reads on paper. Tongue tie's now been added to her gear. She did race greenly in transit at Canterbury. She should make considerable improvement today, and I'm hoping she's the best. Race three, number seven, Blaze Seven.
All right, then. So race seven, number two, Never Never, and race three, number seven, Blaze Seven. Do you have a quaddie for us there?
I do, yeah. In the first leg, 1, 2, 3 and 9. The second leg, 1, 3, 5, 8. 1, 2, 3 and 4 in the third leg and 1, 2, 4 and 6. And just hoping that we can get at least one of those results to fall our way at a bit of odds.
Continue to dominate, Shane. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth. Bye-bye, mate.
Boy, it's a big meeting at Launceston tonight. Can't wait. We see the best galloper in Mystic Journey step out once again. Looking forward to seeing her go around. I think she is engaged in the Launceston Stakes, which is race number six on the program. She's the $1.18 favourite. This man loves her. He is the voice of Tassie Racing. His name is Pete Staples, along with the great Colin McNiff as well. Hello to you, Pete.
G'day, Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, mate.
Looking forward to Mystic. Looking forward to Betty going around tonight in the Ladbroke Stakes. It's a weight for age race over 1,200. And, punters have certainly come on board. They think they put up $1.10. I think she's into $1.08. Is that right?
I think what price can I... She's out to $1.18 now.
Oh, well, she's a big
some value, yep. Yeah. She's out the gate, Mystic Journey. But listening to Adam Trinder with Michael Falgate there yesterday, she's come back really well. And it looks like she'll have three runs during the summer carnival in Tassie, which is great for the sport there in your state.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. If that comes to fruition, he'll have to assess it after each outing, of course, because he does have options in the state. But I think Adam's looking forward to her just travelling down the road, an hour down the road from Devonport to Launceston. And then 2 hours later, she's in the truck and then back home and then in her own bed, so to speak. And she'll certainly appreciate not having to travel interstate and the arduous task that is for her. And hopefully she can emerge triumphant first up. It's exciting for everybody, really, and hopefully I get a good crowd tonight to come back and see her live for the first time in nearly 2 years.
How do we make some money tonight?
Well, I think we can make money in the first feature race, which is race five, and that's the Launceston Guineas. Kevin Sharkey, Launceston Guineas, over 2,100. The three-year-olds go to the 21 for the first time. All of these pretty much contested the Tassie Guineas, and Swoop Dog won that. Boy, was he impressive. And I make Swoop Dog my first best bet of the night. He's a lovely type by Hassan, and he's told John Bracker all along that I'm going to stay. And he told me ages ago he's his Derby prospect. And after he won the Guineas, he said, we'll go to the Lonnie Guineas, the Tassie Derby, and then we'll have a crack at the Lonnie Cup. He's pretty upbeat about this horse. He's 270 into 215. So I still think that they bet black and white figures. Just get on. He's the best bet on the program, race five, number one, Swoop Dog. And then, of course, Mystic Journey, she's pretty much unbackable, but you can't get 18% on bank interest. Mm-hmm. But then DeRoche, she's first up from a spell. We know that she was sensational last season. She won the Vamos Stakes after finishing second in the Bone Mistress. And then she won the 3 and 4 year old Magic Millions. She hasn't had a trial going into this race, but my mail is she's been working extremely well, and I just think she's good enough to win this first up over 1,100. Brenna McCullough boy, she's drawn a nice gate four in the middle of the field. She'll just go forward, and you know, Gigi Lynette does lead. She'll just sit outside her. And I just think she'd be just too good for them. And I think they're betting, what are they betting with her now? About $1.40?
Yeah, $1.40. So she's had some good backing as well, and Swoop Dogs into $2, Pete. So two of your fancied runners have been well supported.
Yeah, they are indeed. Well, look, I think Duration, that small field, the lad in there, it's just a gift for her. And she's obviously going to go to the Bow Mistress and Damos, the same she tackled last year. And she'll be very competitive in those. And then for a quaddie, well, I worked out two quaddies. In the first league, we'll, this is one of the quaddies, we'll take five and two in the first league, which is Mystic Journey and GG second over, just in case Betty has a little bit of an off night first up. Into one and four, which is DeRoche and Barbie's Witness, which is value, and she'll be belting him out at the business end. Into 1, 5, 2, and 4, 1, 5, 2, and 4, and then 3 and 6 in the last league. Only two winning chances for me in the last, Yashin Canson and Mercia Bell. And that's $32 for 100%. And then if you want to take one for five, the first league, one in the second, the field, and then 3 and 6 in the last, that's $18 for 100%. So I just think the raffle is race number 8. The favourite's Ocean Essence with Luke Curry aboard. And, of course, he's down to ride Mystic Journey because he's going to have her as his ride during her Raleigh All-Star Mile, hopefully. And away we go. But I think it's a great meeting, and everyone can just hardly wait to see Betty back on track.
Good on you, Pete. Can't wait to watch those races there at Launceston tonight. Well done.
Yeah, talk to you soon, mate.
Now, DeRoche is owned, of course, by Star Thoroughbreds. The boss of Star Thoroughbreds is Denise Martin. This is what she had to say about DeRoche's chances in race number 7 there at Launceston. Of course, she's into $1.40 now.
Overall, he thought she was really good. Didn't have much of a blow afterwards and felt, you know, really willing. So all indicators are that she's back to her best, and we'll know tonight, but we certainly believe that she's ready to go.
All right, then $1.40, she might just be an anchor as well, along with Mystic Journey and Swoop Dog for a three-way multi there at Launceston tonight. The King of Townsville, Michael Charge, joins us. Hopefully he stayed safe with the storms up there. He joins us now. G'day, Chargey.
Oh, Gareth, good to have you back. Yeah, no, it was a bit like the barber's cap cyclone. I won't go into great detail about that, but, yeah, plenty of wind, not a lot of rain, and that was about it.
Can we back a winner today at Townsville?
Well, I hope so. I was a dunce here last week, so today, yeah, it looks a pretty solid meeting, overcast. I think it'll race like a soft six, so don't panic too much about the track. I've got two good things, one value bet. The first of the good things comes up in race 3, horse 1, Cleo's Poet. Outstanding winning here last week. He's on the quick backup, but he was tough, and he drops enormously in grade. He does go up in weight, but he just looks to get a picnic in front today and lead them a merry dance again, Cleo's Poet, but they're putting the money on very quickly. The other good thing is race 5, horse 11, which is La Furioso. No luck at all at Cairns, two back. And then just 1,000, probably too short last week. It might have just been a bit of a warm-up for this, to be honest. But he's got a good gate, gun jockey, and I think he can break the maiden status, or she can break the maiden status today. Race 5, horse 11, La Furioso. So they're the two good things. The value bet comes up in the lucky last, race 8. A horse that I've always had a fond opinion of, number 7, Blaze on Tails. He's third up today. I thought he drops back nicely in grade today. He's got gate 1. He loves to sit off a hot speed and launch over the 1,000 metres. He should get all of those boxes today. So $13 at the moment. Race 8, horse 7, the value bet, Gareth.
All right, then. So race 3, number 1, a good thing. Race 5, number 11, a good thing. And race 8, we can get $13 Blazing Tails, is that right?
Yeah, each way till the cows come home about that one.
Race 8, number 7. What about a quaddy, mate?
A quaddy, yeah. First leg, I've trimmed it up a fair bit today. First leg is race 5. I'm just 11-3. The only danger to the 11 there, which was La Furioso, is the 3 DeLargo's girl. So that's the first leg. 11-3, race 5. Race 6, second leg, I'm 2, 1, and 3. Race 7, the third leg, I'm just 1-10. Only two chances there in mine. 1-10 in the third leg. And in the last leg, race 8, 7-3-4 with that value, hopefully, for Blaze on Tails to give us a nice kick home in the quaddie.
Great stuff, Chargey. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
There's Michael Charge looking at Townsville Racing at Oakbank in South Australia. Nadia Horn, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How do we make some money there in South Australia?
Well, we can kick things off in the maiden in the second race over 1,050. And the one, Gramisi, has been going okay. Well, it's had a few issues along the way, there's no doubting that. But he's finally starting to hit his straps. Now, he was good going back two starts ago where he still did things wrong. That was at this track when he made up some ground and he was only beaten a length. And then they took him to Benola and stepped him up to 1,400. And, look, he ran a place on that occasion that he beat the length. Look, he's back to the 1,050 here in a race where he's going to sit just off speed from gate one. He does look hard to beat for mine. So that's race two, number one, the first of the specials. We then rolled into race five, the 54 over 1,050, and the two Liberty Power is absolutely flying this preparation. You'd think that the horse is going to settle somewhat handy there from an inside draw. It was able to win at this track going back two starts ago. When it did find the top, it was well rated in front. It went a little bit below pass speed, was able to really sprint up and ran some pretty strong closing sectionals. It then went to Bordertown at its next start and was competitive, only being beaten in a photo. So it looks hard to beat too, race five to two. And the other horse we like comes up in race six in the 1,400 metre race. Another two Carbone backs up 7 days from a last start effort where it was able to win at its home track at Strathalbyn. It sat just off pace on that occasion. They didn't go hard, but I quite like the way this horse finished off, and it ran the fourth best last 200 for the meeting. So it was really getting warm late over the 1,350. It is a horse who's been here prior, and it has been placed at the track. So that's obviously a very big tick when you're looking at the Oakbank program. But the three horses we'll focus on, race two, the one, race five, the two, race six, the two. The quaddie today, 1-3-5, the first leg. 1-2-4, the second. 1-2-5-6, the third leg. And 1-2-3-5-8 and 10 in the last.
Nani, what would be your very best?
Oh, my best would have to be race five, number two, Liberty Power.
All right, then. Good punting, Nadia. Thanks for that.
Good on you, Gareth. Thank you.
Racing at Ascot, Peter Antonis, the man with the hair, joins us now. He's been on fire as well, tipping winners for fun over there in the West, and he joins us now. G'day, Pete.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. Ascot today. Can we make some money there in WA?
Yeah, I think so. It's going to be a bit of a humid day, a little bit different to how it is in Melbourne, I believe. It's going to be very sunny for... Have you got the zinc ready for this afternoon, returning to the hallowed turf for the cricket match?
Yeah, I've got plenty of sunscreen ready to go. Hopefully I pull up a lot better than I did last year in the cricket. If like, people understand when you haven't played sport and you play it probably once a year, it is a struggle getting up the next day. But I'm probably in a little bit better shape than I was last year. But they don't probably need me too much. I'll bat at number 11, Pete, and probably bowl at second change.
I was going to say, are they going to park you at fine leg to fine leg this time, or are you going to get a little bit of a closer run in and potentially take a screamer?
Mid-off to fine leg these days.
Oh, okay. That's all right. You'll go well. You'll go well.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks for that confidence. Although, now, how do we back a winner? Because we might have to have our phone on me. I don't know. Any of the cricketers out there, when you're on a Saturday afternoon and you've had the quaddie or Dean Lester's best bet or Peter Antonis's best bet is coming up. Now, with the AirPods these days, I'm pretty sure that you can nearly bring your phone with the AirPods and maybe listen to the races as you're at fine leg. And if the captain puts you fine leg, you should punish the captain. Say, mate, well, I need something to do.
It does sound dangerous, doesn't it? You could get a bit distracted and you don't want to be going for one that's been skied in the air and then all of a sudden it's looming. You get the dulcet tones of Darren McAuley shouting, Pike home in the first.
Yes.
That's the way we're going to start, though, Gareth. Graceful Girl in the first. I've got it marked odds on. There's been some money for it this morning. In the Boats come out, the Lindsay Smith horse. That's going around at Pinjarra tomorrow. Okay. And Graceful Girl's come in from $2.60 into about the $2.10, $2.30 mark. It is on the tab, which is actually pretty good shopping. I'm pretty confident this horse wins the first.
All right, then. Race one, number six. And that is...
Graceful Girl.
There you go. Hey, it's been pretty quiet for Bob, I think, after, say, that carnival over there at Ascot. But I think he might be starting to hit his straps a little bit now, along with Grant and Alana Williams with some of their progressive types. So Graceful Girl at $2.30. They're backing one there, Gunmetal Grey for Price and Harvey.
Yeah, that is the danger for me. But I've got a small concern that Matt Stabazzi sit in the box seat, but I think it will be more like the coffin there, whereas Graceful Girl, small field. I think Pike will just let it sit out last, and I don't think it'll be too difficult to make ground today. That's my prediction anyway.
All right, then. So race one, number six, Graceful Girl. Then where do we go?
Race four, I'm going to have a speculation on King's Authority at around that $10 mark. I've got it marked a shorter price than that. Again, another horse that will get back, and I notice there's also been some cash for Advocator. They were the two that I was looking at in this race because I just can't get Downforce or Miss Ivy Lee that short. They're both sitting around the $4.20 to $4.60 mark. I've got them both marked longer than their current quotes. So Advocator and King's Authority in race four for me.
There you go. Neil Dallas on fire at the moment. I think he trained a couple of winners there at Esperance the other day, and he's coming to town with King's Authority. Then we move on. What's your final special there at Ascot this afternoon?
Well, that's pretty much it for me for the
day. Well, shut up, shop.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just have the two bets and hopefully we go well, get something out of the day and back and firing for the weekend.
Have you had a look Saturday at Ascot?
Haven't had a look yet. Okay. I'm halfway through Pinjarra and just waiting for markets to go up there. So it won't be too far away, but no, I'll be ready and willing for Friday morning if you give me a call, G-Hall.
Hey, Pete, I might even give you a call tomorrow to see what you have to say about the mighty Pinjarra, but I'll let you know. Appreciate your time as always.
Anytime, Gareth.
Harness racing tonight at Mildura. Luke Humphreys joins us. G'day, Luke.
Good morning, dear Gareth. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. Looks like the South Aussies, will they dominate Mildura tonight?
One of these South Australian horses is actually one of my best bets in race two. So, look, they might have a bit of success tonight. My best bet is race 10, number 10, which is driven by one of the best drivers in South Australia, Wayne Hill, and that's a horse by the name of Oramba in race 10. Look, shade of odds on. It's a maiden from 20, but look, having a first run as a four-year-old here, probably the easiest race she's ever run in her life. As I say, she is north from 20, but she's been pretty consistent since coming up at the Sunraysia, I suppose, about 6 months ago. And look, if she can't win tonight, I don't know where she's going to go. So race 10, number 10, Orama. I think this is her chance to win one. The other best bet is race 2, number 1, which is Illawong Jerry, which is a Globe Derby-prepared runner. Taylor French has got the pickup drive on this one. Look, has got a good record at this track. Has won 3 from 8 at Mildura, all over the course and distance, 1,790. Won at this level 3 starts back, and I think can go pretty close from the draw to leading all the way. So race 10, number 10 is the best. The next best race, 2, number 1. The value race, 3, number 9, yours and mine at 25-1, also for Taylor French. Dropping down in grade a bit. Normally runs quite well at the sort of level it's running at tonight. So after not having much run against Stronger last week, ticket will go well at an each-way price, race 3, number 9. The quaddy, which is, as always, is on races 5, 6, 7 and 8. The first leg, 8 beat City and, 8 Elegant Jewel and 9 beat City, 8 and 9 the first leg. Second leg, 2 Markley Jill, 6 Frank and Tank, 8 Pembroke Charlie, 9 Sheer Modern. That's 2, 6, 8, 9 the second leg. Third leg, 4 Maestro Bellini and 9 Bernie Winkle. Bernie Winkle makes start 200 tonight, so let's see if he can get up at the 200th time of asking. 4 and 9 the third leg, and fourth leg, 3 Markley Kaz, 4 a leader. So that's 8 and 9 into 2, 6, 8, 9 to 4 and 9 into 3 and 4. And fairly confident with those best bets, Gareth. So let's hope we can have a bit of luck, mate.
No sporty as in the quaddy there, Luke.
No, first up, he hasn't run for a little while. Look, where did I tip him? I think I had him for third. I did. But first up, a leader's going to be pretty hard to beat. So we're happy to risk him, Gareth. Right. We'll see how he goes.
Good man. Good luck.
Thank you. Enjoy the cricket.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound Form. For detailed form guides on every Victorian Greyhound race, download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
Georgie Ferrugia, g'day. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I am very well. Are you confident today? The Meadows is about to kick off shortly and then Ballarat tonight. I love Wednesday. Terrific day of Greyhound racing.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. You're right. And we've got two, always got two good programs. There's a couple of others going around, Bendigo and Cranbourne, but the major two of the Meadows and Ballarat. We'll kick off with the Meadows, mate. Just before the quaddy, race 4, number 5, a Greyhound called Shimmer Glow. Look, she comes into this race. She ran third last start, but it was only a field of 3. She got beaten 3/4 of a length. She started $1.60 favourite. Before that, her form had been okay. She's a pretty talented type. She started her career running very fast at Sandown Park. I think she's still just trying to work it out. I think she gets her opportunity here. I think it's a bit of a drop in class. And I think at her best, if she gets a little bit of luck early, Gareth, she'll be hard to beat. Race 4, number 5, Shimmer Glow. Quaddy numbers 4 and 7 into 1, 2, 3 and 6 into 1, 4 and 7 into 3, 4, 6 and 8. Over to Ballarat tonight, another good meeting and a really good race at race 4. Race 4, number 7, Burn Time, is the one that we've seen on. He He takes on Webleck Hayes, who broke a track record two starts ago before falling at Sandown. I just like Burn Time here. His last win at Sandown in that race was in 41.83. I think he's drawn okay. I think the ground in box 8 Zipping Ticket will lead the race or go close to leading and will set a bit of a pace here. And Burn Time will just be coming home hard. He's a greyhound with a lots of ability, and I think he does his best racing off wide draws, as we've seen last week. So race 4, number 7. Quaddy numbers for those having a play, 1, 2 and 7 into 1, 7 and 8 into number 1, 1 out, into number 4, 1 out. And that's Shimmer Shine in the Anniversary Cup there tonight. He should get the job done. Just quickly, Gareth, before we go, there's two features at Sandown tomorrow, the Australian Sprint, yes, with Fernando Bluey, a $2.90 favourite off box 1 ahead of Fatey Bale. And then we've got in race 8, the Maidenham Memorial, where Houdini Boy's $1.90. He trialled there recently, Gareth, and smashed the track record in a 5.95 trial. So there's nothing wrong with him. He's going well. He faces some good greyhounds in Fernando Kazoff, Box 1, Mapunga Isla, who's fresh off a group race win at Albion Park. So that's a cracking race. Throw in Last Tarara and Mapunga Felix as well. But it'd be great to see Houdini Boy go around tomorrow night.
Yeah, he's one of the stars of the sport, isn't he? Houdini Boy, and he, well, smashed the clock. I think Mick Floyd fell off his seat when he looked at the times there when he was trialling Houdini Boy, and he was wishing we should have purchased that greyhound.
Look, I tell you what, mate, 33.49, I think, was the trial. So just smashing of the 5.95 track record. We all know he's got that ability. We haven't seen him since the Sale Cup victory, which was fantastic against Last Hurrah. So it's his first run back for about a month. But watch out for Houdini Boy. A big month ahead for him. Of course, he'd be a lay-down Mazaire to get into the Rookie Rebel, the invitation-only race over 600, unless they decide to nominate for the 700, the Zoom Top. So that'll be interesting to see which way they go.
Now, Georgie, yep. Shimmer Shine's $1.90 in the Anniversary Trophy at Ballarat tonight.
Yeah.
Put in, take out.
Yeah, look, obviously we got him on top. Interestingly, he's up against the greyhound that broke his track record, Pirate Pete, drawn off box 8. But,
yes,
look, I still think Shimmer Shine is the better greyhound if he can begin cleanly. He's got a little bit more room to move early than he did in that Warrigal Cup. I think the heat was definitely on there. He's got greyhounds who can show a little bit of speed, Denzel Bale, and Nick Bale's got no speed in the six, so and not much speed in box 3. So I think he'll be able to dominate a little bit early, and it might be the last time to back him at those sort of odds. He might be even shorter going forward. But, yeah, look, that's why we took him one out, Gareth. I think he'll be winning tonight.
Okay, what about Uncle Marzi? We're up to Uncle Marzi's multi here. How are we playing, Georgie? We go live here on Facebook these days. You can watch us live on Facebook with RSN 927 and G Hall's Facebook page. So what are we doing here? All
are
important.
We doing this every day? Are we
every day.
Weekly. Every day. This is brilliant. Look, so hopefully you've...
How's Uncle Marzi recover? We're a little bit stiff yesterday. Some mighty efforts.
Which we were. No, he'll be all right. Look, I'm going to throw Shimmer Shine in with Shimmer Glow. How about the two Shimmers? Can we do that for Marzi's multi?
Yeah. So race 4, number 5 at the Meadows.
Yeah, into race 8, number 4 at Ballarat.
So race 8, number 4 at Ballarat. So the two, we're going to have two gallopers today. Race 1, number 1 at Sandown, Dean Lester's best bet. Ascot race 1, number 6 in the gallops. Pete Antis all over that galloper. In the trots, we are going to go... Just let me have a look at the... in the trots at Mildura tonight, Ryan Rohorick, he's pretty keen on one of his paces. Of course, the star South Australian trainer. So he's keen, race number 4. Here we go. Race 4, number 3. This is Bill.
Beautiful.
And then we'll have your two greyhounds. Race 4, number 5 at the Meadows. Race 8, number 4.
This is a Mars Mega Multi by the sound of it. This is even better.
Marzi, hopefully we get up. We'll only hit like $5, $10 on that, and you should be shouting the bar there at Kilmore.
Now, let's hope so, because there's Kilmore races tomorrow, and I believe he's making a guest appearance. So hopefully people can high-five him instead of throwing off fruit at him, mate. So we'll see how
we go. What we need to do too, Georgie, is get a video of Uncle Marzi so everybody knows who we're talking about. The worst punter in the country who we're trying to turn into the best punter this year.
Absolutely. We'll keep trying, mate.
Good on you, Georgie.
There you go.
There's George Ferrugia. It's 11:42. That wraps up the Form Express.